Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall forever be upon my mouth. This is Ann Strickland. You're listening to the Principles of Prosperity, and we're going to break the stronghold of poverty. So I want to greet you and thank you for listening or tuning into this program tonight, because you're surely going to be blessed. You have to excuse my voice, however, I am determined to bring these messages to you in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you for listening. Bear with me in my voice. So I want to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, today use me to teach your word. I pray that the minds of the people are alert, their hearts are receptive, because they are about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. And I decree and declare that they will never be the same in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, you take over all of you and none of Anne. In Jesus' name. Tonight my subject is, this is your time and year of breakthrough. And I'm going to read to you why I feel this is our time. It's breakthrough time because there's a scripture, Psalm 66:10-12, which says, and it's also a prophetic word, for thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou brought us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou brought us out and into a wealthy place. And it's been spoken over and over again about this year. This is the beginning. 2015 is the beginning of our financial breakthrough. And we are declaring war on poverty to move into our wealthy place in the name of Jesus. So we have to defeat the enemy, and then we're bringing it, our prosperity and our wealth, to where we're supposed to be. So as a born-again believer, which means that you have confessed and received Jesus Christ into your life, you are born again. It makes you a child of God, a joint heir with Jesus. And if you are an heir, then you, all the blessings and benefits of God are yours. 2 Corinthians 9:8-9 says, though Jesus was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. John 10:10 says, Jesus came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. And as you receive that, as you receive the truth of the Word of God, you will be in a position to walk in through this breakthrough financial transfer. It's been over and over and over again, and spoken over and over again, and prophesied over and over and over again, that this is our time. So it's the truth that you believe and receive and have faith, and whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and you shall prosper. So I'm going to, I have a very, well, one of my spiritual daughters, and she calls me her grandmother, Janet, on the line. And I called her at the last minute for her to help me through this, and there she is. So I just thank God, Janet. Janet has a program on Blog Talk Radio also, totally organized, and people are using her. She's organizing homes and organizing offices. She's organizing all kinds of things. So, Janet, She is very good, and it's not only in Philadelphia, but it's in other parts of the city of the country that she's called on to be used to organize. But not only is she an organizer, she is a prayer warrior, and she's helped me out with prayers and prayed for me several times, many times. So, Janet, I want to welcome you and whatever God has for you to do or say. And thank you so much for helping me out at this last minute.
It's my pleasure. I am sorry to hear about your voice, but you and I both know that's just an attack of the enemy to stop you from speaking the word of God, which is that his people are to prosper and to prosper in this year. And I just sense that there's just been a huge attack on the men and women of God in regards to the finances. It's all different kind of areas, you know, whether people can't find jobs, things have dried up, things have broken, and they don't have money to replace it. And it's just all kind of attacks to get us distracted. And I feel in my spirit that this is a time where we not only need to pray and seek God's face, but we also have to be in a warring spirit as well. I mean, I share with you how I saw my angels. My angels were fighting. I mean, they were doing some serious fighting. Dust was flying. Swords were just going back and forth. But I think that's the season that we have to be in order to get all the stuff that we are entitled to, because we are getting discouraged, we're getting depressed, where some of the people are ready to give up, and we cannot give up. It is a fight. We got to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
And just keep pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing on. And, you know, it seems that this is a season where if you do feel like you are just under so much pressure and attack, this is a season to rejoice, because, first of all, obviously you're on the right side, because you wouldn't be under this kind of attack if you weren't. And then also just to press on. Press on. I mean, press on. And don't doubt. Just go to God's word and know that his word does not come back void. And if he says something, you got to stand on that word no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. I mean, and you got to speak the word to speak stuff out.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I want to share with the people while you're on the line about this attack, because, you know, Saturday morning, I was attacked again Saturday morning. Friday night, I went to bed. I was fine. Saturday morning, I was attacked, and because I have the healing school of financial prosperity that I go to and teach in every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And I called you, you prayed for me, and then at the end of your prayer you said, this is an attack. You said, there's someone God wants you to pray for their finances, and the enemy Satan doesn't want you to pray for them. And I hadn't thought of that. When I hung up from you, Janet, I thought of my friend down the street, I won't call her name, and just to go around there with me because I was so weak. My daughter, I usually drive around there myself, but she drove me, we picked my friend up. I called the friend at the last minute. She got herself dressed, and we picked up and went around there. So we went into the classroom. And we were talking, and then nobody came for a while, and nobody came. And then I remembered. I said, well, let's pray. We prayed. And then the Holy Spirit brought to my mind your message. And I shared it with her. And I said, you are the only one here. I shared with her that God has somebody that he wants me to pray for their finances. And I'm telling you, when I said, you are the only one here, so you must be the one. Now, I hadn't picked her up to pray for her finance. I wanted her to go around with me to be with me in support since I was so weak.
Yeah.
When I said that, I said, come on, I anointed her and prayed, mm-hmm. and she broke down. She broke down. I mean, there was a move in that room that you would not believe. So I'm seeing that to say, you know, it might be one person, but God gave you the message, because I hadn't even thought about the attack. So these attacks, it was just like a few Fridays ago when on this other prayer line that I'm on, and that the enemy did the same thing, because Friday, we call that Financial Friday, and the apostle knows how not only his life has been changed, but other people's lives have been changed because of the prayer and the anointing that God has given me. I'm only a sower. I'm only the anointed one who sows the word of God and carries this. And he, this apostle knows this. And his life has changed, but he's, this particular, a few Fridays ago, I went to bed Thursday night, and Friday morning, it hit the same thing. I got weak and weak and weak. Now here, you know, and as a matter of fact, I dropped off, I started praying, but I had to drop off. It was so bad. Later in the day, that afternoon, I was fine, like nothing had happened. So, see, and here, now, I wasn't hoarse. I don't know when I have been hoarse. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what you called me. I was surprised.
Hoarse. And here it is again. So keep me in prayer, because the devil does not want this financial message to get out. He doesn't want your breakthrough to come forth. And you have to know that this is God's will for you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers, because he's given us the power to get the wealth to establish his covenant upon this earth.
This is
our time. This is our season. So we have to know it. And the people under the sound of our voice, Janet, they I'm sure some of them have been under financial attacks. And they have to know, they have to stay in the word. Read the 91st Psalm, call in your money, decree and declare, find your money is coming to you from the north, south, east, and west. Start decreeing and declaring according to the word of God, according to the scriptures, because God has given you the power to get wealth. And read the scriptures, Deuteronomy 28, starting verse 1, read those scriptures, read Isaiah 60 and 61, especially. Especially because it's calling, they are speaking on the transference, the transference of the wealth. So I'm going to stop now and let you talk some more, Janet.
But also, as you were saying, also people need to remember when Daniel prayed, God heard his prayer.
Yes.
But it just took the angels a little bit of time because they were fighting in that realm to get to him. And we have to know that God hears our prayers. So once we pray, we just have to keep believing and knowing that it is coming. It is coming. It is coming. And we got to pray it in. We got to call it in. We got to command all the angels on the sound of our voice to go in there and do whatever they need to do to bring our stuff back. And I think like we just have to get that. We just have to become, you know, the soldiers, the warriors.
And use our
voice and bring stuff in.
Yes. Now this, I just thought of this. The Holy Spirit just brought this to my mind. In 2005, oh my goodness, he spoke to me very clear. He wanted me to read Revelation chapter 12, and I said Revelation 12. Now, I'm going to this now because this seems like it's what's happening right now with what you just were saying. Oh, my goodness. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another one in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and dispersed them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. That's this prosperity anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And message. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child mm-hmm. was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heavens. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. The dragon prevailed not, neither was there a place found any more in heaven. This is what I've been going through in the past few weeks, and
mm-hmm,
what you brought
mm-hmm.
to my attention
mm-hmm,
is brought my mind now back to this scripture that he led me to in 2005. They don't want
wow.
this to happen. They don't want this message to come forth, because we have the testimonies, and you know the testimonies. As a matter of fact, you're one of the testimonies, and we have testimonies after testimonies
mm-hmm.
of people that have been prayed for, who've come in agreement that God has used me to pray for or speak
yeah.
to or, you know, teach, and their lives are changed.
Yeah.
Now, this is very interesting, Janet. This is very interesting
yeah.
because
yeah.
I hadn't thought of this Revelation 12. So you're bringing it. The Holy Spirit is using you to bring a lot to me, you know, at this time, because this is our time, which proves that this is our time. This is our time of financial
yeah.
breakthrough. And everybody yeah. under the sound of our voices, go to your scriptures, read the word,
meditate the word.
Yes, and have faith. That's right.
And write them down.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say write it down, meditate on it day and night.
All right.
I mean, that's what I've been doing, is meditating on stuff day and night and speaking
mm-hmm.
stuff out day and night, even though it may seem like I'm doing it 1,000 times, but sometimes you just got to keep, because we have to encourage ourselves, because you can get so overwhelmed with stuff and get so heavy. And I told you how heavy I felt on Sunday. It was like,
right.
I was like, wow, this, I'm just feeling like heavy, and depression was trying to hit me. I'm sad. And I went to church and sat there, and I didn't even know it until my associate pastor came to me and said, Janet, we need you to pray over somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to just lay hands with us on somebody. I was like, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm telling you, yes, you know, because we have to know we have the victory and the power. And I'm going to read some of these scriptures that Deuteronomy 28:17, which says, that's going into the curses. That's going into the curses. But the blessings, I'm going to read to you blessings that God has for you. You need to know and where he wants you to go. Isaiah 48:17 says, thus says the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Psalm 35:27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Job 36:11 says, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Third John 2, beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And Psalm 112 says, wealth and riches shall be in your house. Glory to God. So we have to know, we can't take a few of the negative scriptures
and
be comfortable in our just getting by or in poverty or in debt.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know better than that.
Yeah.
Because too much of the Word of God has proven that that is wrong. That is not God. Mm-hmm. Because when he says, thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven, there is no poverty, there's no lack, there's no insufficiency in the name of Jesus. So we should have the same thing here on earth. And we have to know that we are the head and not the tail. And he said, and this is what he's, I'm really getting into my spirit now these days, Janet, is we have the power.
Yes, we have
the, power to get the wealth. He has given us power. And he said, I've given you all power. Whatever, in Matthew, whatever you bind on earth, you shall bind in heaven. And you speak to that mountain. And you tell that mountain to move, that mountain of poverty, lack, insufficiency, that mountain of debt to be removed in the name of Jesus. See, we, life and death is in the power of our tongues. We shall have what we say. And that's why we have to stop saying things that we don't want to happen. Stop saying, I don't have enough, I'm broke. Just speak what you want to happen.
That's right.
And that's what will happen. You
that's
speak
right.
it in. And
that's
more
right.
and more, they're talking. I'm learning more and more, and it's getting more and more into my spirit to make sure I speak the words of what I want. And
right.
that comes
yep.
under
yeah.
confession. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and confessions are important because that's what I've been doing. I want more business. I want more contracts. I want more clients.
Yes.
I
yes.
want more. I want more.
More
accounts. More favor.
That's right. And it's going to happen.
Because I think part of the whole poverty and lack is that we don't feel that we can go to God and ask for stuff like that. No. It's that you get not because you ask not.
That's right. That's right.
So you
and we
so you,
ask,
you ask
and speak it in. Speak it in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to speak
it in
because how are we supposed to send children to school and build communities and help build churches and help build these, you know, all of these things that we're called to do out here and leave a legacy for
That's
our
right.
children and our children's children.
Absolutely.
If
That's
we're
it.
In lack and want and this and that, and you said you got to speak to that stuff. I've been speaking. I told lack, it's got to go. You
got
to get out of
That's
here.
Right. That's
you
right.
got to get out
That's
of.
Right.
You got to get
That's
out of my
right.
home.
That's right.
Out of my money.
That's
I speak
right.
to my bills. Y'all are paid. All of you are paid in full.
Amen. That's it. That's it.
Lay your hands on it. Get your oil
That's
out.
Right.
Do whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm. And get away. And as you were saying, the things we have to do, the reason we need the wealth, see, because it's carrying out the covenant of God. He said, I give you power to get the wealth to establish my covenant. To bless, He wants to bless us to be a blessing.
Yeah.
All the nations of the earth are blessed. That's being able to help people, feed the poor, send kids to school, help build churches, spread the word, buy the television stations and the radio stations and have good programs on. All of this is because God wants us.
Yeah.
We have to have the desire to get into the wealth and do the will of God. As believers, it is our responsibility. So, Janet, I want to ask you to pray for the people. Just
Okay. Father God, we come before you, God, and I just ask that each and every person that is currently listening and will listen to this podcast, God, I ask that you touch their finances, God. I ask that you move through their home, through their finances, Lord God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that lack, want, Lord God, debt, Lord God, be removed from their household, be removed from their finances, be removed from their family lineage right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over each and every person, Lord God, that you will increase, Lord God. You will send your prosperity angels to each and every home, God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that your will for each and every one of them to do what you called them to do here on earth, Lord God, will go forth, Lord God. There will be nothing, no one, no imp, no demon that will stop them, Lord God, from prospering, Lord God, and doing what you've called them to do, Lord God, of helping build our communities, Lord God, our churches, Lord God, helping, Lord God, put things on TV and on the radios and on the airways, Lord God, that will build you and lift you up, Lord God. And I thank you right now, Lord God, that somebody, Lord God, is getting a business idea, Lord God, that will just touch lives globally, Lord God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're removing the shackles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, of lack and want, Lord God. And I'm speaking to the person right now, Lord God, who may be depressed, Lord God, and just overwhelmed and burdened down, Lord God. I'm asking, Lord God, that you just fill them with the spirit of praise right now, that they will praise their way out of this situation, Lord God, because they know that you are King, you are Lord, you are Alpha, Lord God, and I'm asking for favor, Lord God. Favor to go before some people out there who may be listening, Lord God, who need supernatural favor and miracles, Lord God, for their situations, Lord God, because it may be dark and it may be dreary, Lord God, and it may feel like Friday, Lord God, but as we know, Sunday comes, Lord God, and all will be well, Lord God. And I ask right now, Lord God, you touch Ann, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for all that she's doing, Lord God. I ask that you encamp your angels, Lord God, but I ask that you encamp your warring angels around her, Lord God, to kill and destroy anything that is stopping her from going forth and preaching your word and doing what you called her to do. In this earth, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I want to, Monday night is your totally organized.
Yes, Monday night is got cluttered. Get organized.
All right.
And actually, we're going to talk about finances. Actually, yeah, we're going to talk about how to organize all that paperwork. Now the tax season is over. How to organize your personal papers and how to organize your business papers, how long to keep stuff. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about on Monday.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Saturday, I want to invite anyone who can come over to the Healing School of Financial Prosperity, 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the Gateway Building. And it's the Empowerment Center in the Gateway Building, 3751 Island Avenue. Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, come over. The classes are free. And watch what God is going to do with your life. Watch with your finances. So I encourage you to come over. So I just thank you for listening. And if there's anyone on the sound of our voices who have not received Jesus as Lord in their lives, invite him in to come in and watch your life change for the better. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. Thank you, Janet. I really love you. You are blessed and highly favored, Janet. God bless.
And so are you.
Bye-bye. Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.